Compared to New York City, Albany was sticks. Apparently, Kraken Boys' intel hadn't been off. These were fight fans. If anything, they were louder, more energetic, thirstier for a good fight than the jaded fans at the Garden. I shucked off my robe and a gasp went through the crowd. Here's some of how Benny Bupkis reported the fight in the New York Mirror.
Kid Wolf charged out of the bell in the first round and landed many blows to the champion's head and body. Fields seemed surprised at the challenger's aggression and was on the defensive most of the round. Ninth round, Fields said something to the New York Kid which awakened Wolf's dander. Then Fields slipped in his corner and was for a moment at his opponent's mercy, but the latter walked away.
The tires bore down, kicking up dust like an Arabian stampede. Elizabeth flipped off the car stereo. Out of the corner of my eye, I could tell that she was studying my profile. I wonder what she saw, and my heart started fluttering.
I'm Nick. My big friend here is named Gillian.
Do you have last names? Her dad asked.
How about Smith and Jones?
Those are very common surnames.
Really? Would have never guessed.
The Pasha scowled. Nick held up his hand.
Hey, only joking. The thing is, we really don't have last names. Give them up years ago. Can't even remember mine.
Rome stared across the table, tried to guess their ages. Nick was at least in his mid-40s. Gillian seemed younger, but Rome couldn't have said by how much. He had one of those timeless faces. Bullets sing. He never knew that. If he listens closely, he can hear every single one of them. He wonders, just for a second, if one will sing for him.